It differs in a number of fundamental ways, Tom. First of all, this is a local commuter rail system, SunRail, as compared to a high-speed rail system connecting two cities for intermodal transportation between those cities. Second, the funding is very different. Half the money comes from the federal government, but the other half has to come from state and local governments in Florida, so much more of a local match for SunRail.
One of the flaws from the governor's point of view with the high-speed rail project was the fact that much of the funding was coming from the federal government. If half of this project is also federally funded, some might conclude that the governor will eventually object to this project on the same grounds.
That's right. I think that was actually one of the strengths of the high-speed rail, that so much of the money was going to come from the federal government and boost the economy locally, but that's beside the point.
But what I'm asking is, won't he have the same problem with federal funding with this project as he apparently had with the Orlando to Tampa bullet train?
Well, he has some philosophical objections to the federal government expanding its spending. But beyond that, the main reason that the governor didn't like high-speed rail was that he didn't think that it was going to be economically viable and that eventually the contractors would not perform and there would be extra expenses that would be borne by the state of Florida. He has some of those same concerns about SunRail. He has concerns that the projections for the use of the system would fall short, and therefore there would be extra costs that the state and local governments would have to bear, Tom.
Well, it's pretty widely acknowledged that the fare box receipts will not cover the cost of operation. Just not enough people are going to ride the train. So why is that not a valid concern, in your view?
Well, it's absolutely expected that the fare box won't pay for the total operations and maintenance costs. No more than 50% are expected, and that's typical for mass transit systems. So there would be an operating subsidy in years 1 through 7 that comes from the state of Florida, and there would then be operating subsidies in years 8 through the end of the system from the state and local governments. I estimate it's about $100 million of subsidy in years 1 through 7 by the state government, and approximately the same amount of money going forward for the local governments after year 7, Tom.
Well, that's a pretty major initial outlay, and some of the project's opponents are saying that in these times of really dire fiscal need, when the state is slashing the budgets in education and health care and corrections and elsewhere, that those hundreds of millions could be perhaps put to better use. What's your take on that? What's your response?
Well, I disagree. I think that this is a very worthy system. It will not only stimulate the economy in the short run, but it creates a tremendous capital resource. It will reorient the way in which transit trips occur in this area, and it will reduce congestion on the I-4 corridor. And all of those provide tremendous economic benefits, more than 5,000 direct jobs, more than 3,000 jobs during the operations. And if the system does what we expect, that is that it changes the way in which real estate is developed along the corridor, it will create probably 3,000 or 4,000 jobs each and every year for the next 20 years, Tom.
Still a very expensive project, though, and that is what the governor's study group reportedly is looking into. But you're saying that you've run the numbers, Hank, and it looks like it's worth it.
My calculations indicate it's more than worth it. The benefits are far higher than the cost to the system. And we have to remember that without the system, there would be additional costs to try to improve I-4 that would produce a less beneficial result than this commuter rail system is going to produce. We're talking about a lot of money, but there's a lot of benefit. Not only are the direct and indirect jobs, but there's also a benefit to reduced commuting time and congestion compared to what would otherwise occur without the system. And finally, it will reorient the settlement patterns, densify along the core, benefit all of the core cities along the routes, and reduce some of the sprawl pattern of growth that we've seen in Central Florida.